Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treebwasser.
And welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210 and Rotary International.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today our special guests are, boy, Jonah, do we have a studio full of really good Rotarians, humanitarians. This is a wonderful topic. We're going to be talking today to fellow Rotarian and registered RN, Kathy Krueger.
Who, by the way, for trivia experts, is the person we've had on as a guest more than any other guest in the history of Radio Rotary.
Did just have to bring that up, didn't you?
Well, she paid me $5
because,
to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
morning,
Radio
Kathy.
Rotary trivia is important. And Dr. Manoj Abraham, who is obviously a doctor and also the driving force behind Healing the Children. And joining him is Dana Buffin, who is also a fellow Rotarian and the executive director of Healing the Children, which is a nonprofit organization that does what, Dr. Abraham?
All right, glad to be here, guys. So Healing the Children is a great organization that is set up to help children. So we do missions internationally, and Healing the Children also does local charity work in the local areas as well.
Okay. So charity work, where are you based in the area?
Well, Dana may be better at answering
okay.
this question.
Miss
right.
Dana, you're on.
No
where,
problem.
Where are you based from exactly?
So our office is in New Milford, Connecticut, and our territory covers the Northeast. So that includes New York and New England. And what that means is we are able to recruit and fundraise in those areas. And what we do primarily is, as Dr. Abraham mentioned, organize volunteer surgical, dental, and medical trips that take volunteer medical professionals overseas. We arrange for our services in-country for children from foreign countries here in the United States, and then we also do provide some services domestically to children who are underinsured or uninsured, and that could be prescription assistance, durable medical goods, a variety of things.
What kind of operations are we talking about, Dana?
Well, in Dr. Abraham's case, we're talking about cleft lip and cleft palate repair, and I'll let him talk more about that in terms of the facial plastic surgery that he does perform for the children.
So, Dr. Manoj Abraham, tell us, what is a cleft palate? Describe it for our radio audience.
So it's a congenital deformity where the roof of the mouth does not form. So unfortunately in these children, there is a hole that connects the roof of the mouth and the nose. And so when these kids eat and drink, the food comes out of their nose. It's a very difficult situation in terms of nutrition.
And it's disfiguring.
It's disfiguring, especially if it's coupled with something called a cleft lip. You essentially have a big hole in the middle of the face. And,
right.
And it looks terrible. These kids can't speak, and they also have difficulty eating and drinking.
And they must have difficulty socially as well. There must be some type of stigma that's attached to that.
Right. That's really the most difficult part about this is in the United States, these deformities get fixed very early, right after birth usually. So it's usually not something that you see. But when you go to these third world countries where they have very limited access to care, often you see adults who have been struggling with this for all their lives, and they really do become ostracized and not productive members of society. And fixing this and really giving them their lives back is tremendously gratifying.
So your specialty is as a plastic surgeon?
That's correct. So I'm a facial plastic surgeon specifically, so I'm capable of really dealing with any type of deformity related to the head and neck.
So can I get an estimate? Because, you know, I've been told I have a face that belongs on radio.
Well, you know, I was going to talk to you about that at the end of the show.
Can you make me look like...
Self-confessions.
Can you make me look like
Too
Clark
funny,
Gable?
Jonah.
But we also have with us Kathy Krueger, a dear friend of Radio Rotary, an outstanding Rotarian and a registered nurse. And Kathy, what's your activity here involving these cleft palate surgeries?
Well, I'm involved with Rotoplast, which stands for Rotary and Plastic Surgery, which was begun in 1992 by our San Francisco club. And so what our Rotoplast program does is we sponsor about 16 to 17 missions a year, and we travel internationally to countries and provide cleft lip and palate surgery, amongst other plastic surgeries for children all over the world.
And Dr. Abraham, how difficult is this operation? Is this something that takes hours upon hours, and how many can you do in a day? I mean, I assume you have an awful lot of kids that you want to treat when you go on these foreign trips.
That's absolutely true, and you know that's unfortunate, the situation. Sometimes we don't get to all the kids because there's so many. The procedure itself, and I can't say it's simple. It's certainly technically challenging, but you can usually fix a cleft lip and palate in about an hour and a half, maybe two, and we try to squeeze as many as we can in when we're there. So on an average trip, you know, we try to get to between 70 to 100 kids.
Now, what type of medical facilities do you, first of all, where do you go and what are the facilities like?
So this
specifically,
is,
what
right,
countries?
So specifically, which countries that I've traveled to. I've traveled to Colombia. I've traveled to Peru. I've traveled to Brazil. Dana was on one of those on a couple of those trips, and I've also been to Guatemala in the past. It's easier to get to these countries, and there's a tremendous need in these areas. So certainly, it's something that we do on a regular basis. We have 2 to 3 trips that I lead every year. And in terms of the facilities, you know, we pride ourselves in providing the same surgical care that you would get here in the United States. So granted, you know, they don't have everything that we need, so we take everything that we could possibly need. But the level of care is exactly what you would find here in the United States.
So now, does Healing with Children put together all of the things that you bring with you? You must have to raise an enormous amount of money.
Well, that's the odd thing about our organization. We work in several countries. We organize about 12 missions per year, not just cleft lip and cleft palate related. And the volunteers who join our teams under the auspices of a team leader, in this case, Dr. Abraham, as it relates to his locations, they pay their own way. So that's all travel expenses.
So not only are they donating, they're very generously donating their
high level of
right. talents, but they're also reaching into their own pocket.
Deep
that's
into
terrific.
Their pockets. And they're also collecting all of the supplies, materials, and medications that they'll be using during the week of procedures.
How do you mean collect? Do you get donations from other medical facilities?
It's true. I mean, this is a completely volunteer-driven effort. And we've been very lucky that there are lots of local medical professionals. We're talking about physicians, surgeons, pediatricians, lots of nurses, surgical technicians, administrators, medical staff, all from our local area.
Dentists
from Hudson Valley.
As well, Dr. Abraham?
Dentists, it's very true.
Teeth a little bit?
It's very true. Usually on the trips that I go, they're specific more to surgical things. Mm-hmm. And so, but certainly Dana can talk to you about lots of dental trips because there's bad teeth all over the place.
Yeah. Yes.
And so there's a lot of need to have dentists go on these trips as well. I'm really honored to have the support of our local hospitals, so specifically Vassar Hospital and St. Francis Hospital, the Fishkill Ambulatory Surgery Center. I have docs all the way down from the Westchester Medical Center who've come on trips. So having that local hospital and community support is very meaningful in terms of taking instruments and medical supplies that are donated to us.
It certainly seems very far-reaching. It definitely. I mean, you've been gracious enough because I'm just going to say that Dr. Abraham has been a guest as well on Radio Rotary.
That's true.
So maybe he'll come back again and give Kathy Kruger a run for her money for guest appearances.
I'm up for the challenge.
But he has been gracious enough to include me in a lot of emails that go out to their community. And so I've been following a lot of the progress, and we're going to go into why, one of the reasons why you're here. But I want to ask this question first. Tell me what it's like when you first hit the pavement, when you get to say Peru. What happens? Give us like a quick day of.
It's somewhat overwhelming because when we get there, usually these patients are lined out the door. You know, they travel for miles and miles on foot and by canoe, by bike. And so, you know, when you get there and you see the need that is out there, it is a little overwhelming. But for us, it's a routine. We're accustomed to this at this point. We get there, and it's so gratifying. It's really an emotional journey from finding these kids who would otherwise really have no access to care, and how grateful they and their parents are when we actually take care of them.
And Kathy Kruger, tell us, what are the age ranges of the children you've seen operated on or assisted yourself as a registered nurse? What age ranges are we talking about?
Well, the last mission that I was on, we took care of a little girl as young as 2 months, and we took care of a woman that was 30 years old. And I've known a grandfather that was 75.
So he lived his whole life with one of these cleft palates, this split lip.
And brought his grandson, and then right. They did surgery on him.
That's
also
amazing.
Is it inherited? You just mentioned the
yes. The hereditary component is huge.
Now, do you think it's a birth? Do we know? Is it a birth defect due to nutrition?
Yes, absolutely.
We
there's
two
a big genetic competing experts.
Absolutely.
There is a genetic component. In fact, the incidence is slightly higher in the Native American and Asian populations, which is why you see it in those countries a lot more. But certainly there's an environmental component as well. And if there isn't adequate nutrition, then certainly these problems are exacerbated.
And just a component that Rotoplast is working on, too, is the moms who don't get the prenatal vitamins. And so that's huge with the folic acid, of course. And
absolutely.
Well, we'll find out more about this with our guests, Dr. Manoj Abraham and Dana Buffin and Rotarian registered nurse Kathy Kruger, about the wonderful work they're doing to cure cleft palates around the world. And folks, get a pencil and paper ready because they're going to let you know how you can help. But first, let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Cairo, Chester, Congers Valley, Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, and Millbrook.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Could you dedicate yourself to a worthy cause? Could you go the distance to keep a child healthy? Could you travel the world to help eliminate polio? Could you? A Rotary member could. Rotary continues its efforts to end this crippling disease worldwide, providing children with needed vaccinations. All it takes is one person to make a difference. Will you help change the world? For more information, go to Rotary.org. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business. The Millbrook Rotary invites you to their 7th annual New Year's Eve performance extravaganza on Friday, December 31st from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Franklin Avenue in Millbrook.
Enjoy lots of alcohol-free entertainment for the entire family. Music of all kinds, a circus, puppets, and more. Fun for all ages. Donations accepted for lighted holiday buttons.
For more information, visit www.millbrookrotary.org. That's www.millbrookrotary.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. Jay, our master engineer, has brought us back into this segment with the Bacon Brothers. And that's Kevin and Michael Bacon with their one of their latest releases.
And they are sizzling.
They are. What an old joke.
I'm an old jokester.
Okay, you certainly are.
And why are we talking about Kevin Bacon and the Bacon Brothers?
We're talking about the Bacon Brothers. We ran a little clip there because they are going to be performing at a benefit this month at the Bardavon, and it is to benefit Healing the Children. And today in our studio, we have guests from that organization, Dr. Manoj Abraham and the executive director and fellow Rotarian, Dana Buffin. And tell us what you all have planned, because it's really very exciting.
Yeah, we are really, really excited about this. So Kevin and his band will be performing at the Bardavon. It's a benefit concert to benefit Healing the Children. And as we were talking in the previous segment, we can't do this without local support. So we are hoping to have an incredibly good time with Kevin and his band. It should be a fantastic show. the funds that are raised from this show will all go towards the missions that I lead from this area. So not only will everybody have a great time, but they'll also be helping heal children.
What's the date?
So it's January 30th.
And it's from 5 to 7,
right,
I
curtains
believe?
Actually go up at 5, but we have a beautiful silent auction with lots of great items, and that'll be starting at 4.
So you're going to have a reception prior to the performance?
That's
or
correct.
It's just
well,
the auction?
Well, it's a get-together to socialize as well as bid on these items. And the curtains go up at 5. The show should run till about 7. Now, for those who are really interested and want to sponsor this show, there will actually be a reception afterwards for the sponsors. And as part of the reception, we are honoring team members who have just been incredible in supporting us, specifically Danny Aronson, who is the CEO of Vassar Hospital, a wonderful pediatrician. He's been on a number of our trips, and is so incredibly...
So you're going to recognize...
Absolutely.
Some real
Danny
warriors
and,
here.
And Debbie Fritz, who's a great nurse, who's gone on lots of our trips, helps mm-hmm. with the OR. Chiquila Cody, who's a surgical technician. So all of these wonderful people will be honored at the end.
Well, I'm thrilled you're having the Bacon Brothers, because there is, you know, that 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon.
I know.
And I'm going to give you my story, my 6 degrees. When I was executive director of TriArts, a regional theater in Pine Plains, New York, we presented them as their first paid Bacon Brothers gig. So they were there.
Why, you launched them.
Yeah, right. I launched Kevin and Michael Bacon's musical careers.
Well, you're one-on-one then, because you're better than I am, because if you go on that little website about degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon, I'm 2, because I was in a film with somebody else who was in a film with him. So I'm
you're 2
levels away.
You're 2.
Well, what we need is all of you to attend, so you'll have that direct connection, degree right there.
He threw gum in my garbage can.
That's Jay Versey.
Jay Versey, radio legend.
Our master engineer. And the reason why I'm sharing that with you is that as a theater person and Joan and I, performers, blah, blah, they give a great show. The Bacon Brothers are wonderful entertainers. Just don't think it's just some other, it's certainly in Kevin's case, some other good-looking movie star getting up there. Michael Bacon is an Emmy Award lifelong. He's been in the music business his entire professional career. He's an award-winning. He's written all kinds of scores. He's classically trained. And if you ask Kevin, he will tell you, all I really ever wanted to do was rock and roll.
And if people want tickets for this marvelous show, how would they get them?
So
Dana.
The way that they can do that is by calling our office in Connecticut at 860-355-1828. Extension 24.
All right, give us that again.
860-355-1828, extension 24.
And folks at home, do get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that before the end of the show. Now, Kathy Kruger, registered nurse, outstanding Rotarian. You've talked about these, and as Dr. Abraham has also, about these cleft palate and split lip repairs around the world that you've done. Have you had people contact you, either you or Dr. Abraham, many years later, send you a picture of a wedding or something and learn their progress? Do you keep track of your old patients, Kathy?
I have not had the opportunity. I had an email a couple of times from a little girl from the Philippines that I was able to keep in contact with. But Eddie Fisher, that just got back from Ethiopia, is hoping to keep in contact with
Who is Eddie Fisher?
He used to be a crooner.
No. I was going to say, it's not Eddie Fisher.
Elizabeth Taylor's Eddie Fisher.
It's not Carrie Fisher's
father. That was a big joke.
Father.
Yes.
Right.
Pearl River just had their 75th anniversary.
Oh,
one of our clubs in Rotary District 7210.
Right.
And he went to Ethiopia as their dentist for the mission. Mm-hmm. And he was very excited to go. I found out when I went to the dinner from several members that he was actually very nervous about going because it's a rather unstable area.
Right.
But he was the dentist on the mission, was very happy to be there, very excited.
How long was he there, Kathy?
About 2.5 weeks. He was there over Thanksgiving.
And how many people were on his team?
There's usually about 30 people that are on the mission. I wasn't exactly sure how many, but he said in addition to the cleft lip and palates, he was just, I don't want to use the word horrified, but there were so many children there that he had to that the rotoplast team did surgery on plastic surgery that were scalded by boiling water. And he said it was just...
Explain why.
From cooking and so forth, there's just so many little kids that get scalded by boiling water. And he said it was just devastating to him to see that. But then at the same time, to see what the rotoplast team did for those kids, for the plastic
surgery.
Right.
So in terms of...
Let's talk a little bit about how rotoplast and healing the children. Dana, maybe you can speak to that, how that integrates. You are a Rotarian as well.
Well, I'm a Rotarian, and I am also a Rotary Exchange student from the Millbrook Club. I spent my year abroad in São Paulo, Brazil in 1987. I'm dating myself to 1988.
Well, I'm proud to say I'm a member of that club.
And I have to say that, without a doubt, was a life-altering experience for me. I mean, to this day, I remain in very close contact with the family that hosted me. Their daughter lived here in the Hudson Valley, graduated from Bard. So it's been a wonderful Rotary connection. But because I know the power of Rotary, I know that almost anywhere in the world where we take teams, there's a Rotary Club, and they're willing and ready and able to help our teams. And it might not be necessarily from a medical sense, but just the infrastructural support, the contacts. They know who can give us the best rate on a hotel or the best transportation company or a good restaurant. And that goes a long way in keeping a team happy and wanting to return back.
And, of course, what you are all doing here with helping children and Rotoplast, it's all part of Rotary's service above self motto. And the interesting thing is you're a Rotarian. Kathy's a Rotarian. Our producer's a Rotarian. My co-host is a Rotarian. Our engineer is an honorary Rotarian. We haven't convinced Dr. Abraham yet.
He has been a guest at our club.
I'm absolutely an honorary Rotarian. And I've spoken multiple times.
Very good.
It's just, you know, when you're stuck in the operating room trying to make the meetings, it's a little challenging. But I got to tell you this uplifting story.
Asked
about follow up with these kids.
Please share with
us. So on our last trip to Columbia just recently, there was this family. It's actually a mom with a large family, lots of little kids, who had twins who were born with cleft lip and palate, and she lived miles and miles away, and so she brought those kids, I think by canoe and trekking on the roads for 5 hours, something like that. And when she got to our facility, one of the children, one of the little boys, unfortunately had a fever, so we couldn't take care of him. We were able to take care of his brother, and she was so grateful for that. And we are, in fact, going back to the site. We like to go back to the sites that we've established so that in this particular situation, we can actually make both of those twins whole. It's so gratifying. So Kathy's absolutely right. Sometimes it's horrific when you go and see what's there, but then you realize you're making such a huge difference in these children's lives, and that's what Rotary is all about.
Well, Dr. Minoj Abraham, let me ask you this question. I know when we send teams out from a Rotary to inoculate young children about polio, sometimes there's cultural differences that make the parents suspicious of Western medicine. And I'll open this question to you and Kathy as the medical professionals here. Have you run into this either in the Rotoplast missions, Kathy, or in your missions, Dr. Abraham?
Go ahead, Kathy.
You know, you might not be able to speak their language, and it's the most difficult thing in the world for a parent to give their most precious person in the world to them, to a complete stranger. But they know what you're going to do for them. And the amount of love that's in their eyes when they see their child, I've never had any problem whatsoever. It's nothing but love.
And I think this is Rotary's goal. I mean, this is something that goes beyond cultures.
Yes.
I think it's reaching out to people and helping people.
And Dana, in the minute we have left, tell us once again about the Bacon Brothers concert.
Sure. Well, I have to say first that Dr. Abraham is leading three teams in 2011.
Fantastic.
So that is just phenomenal.
Thank you,
for
doctor.
Us.
But that requires some support. Monetary help and support from the public sector. So if we wanted to help, we would have a very exciting experience happening this month. Tell us about that.
Sure. Dana. January 30th, Sunday at the Bardavon. Doors open at 4. Show starts at 5. It's a great event, and we really hope to see a large showing of support from the local community.
And where do you get tickets?
They can get tickets by calling our office at 860-355-1828, extension 24.
Well, I'd like to thank Dana Buffin and Dr. Manoj Abraham and Kathy Kruger all for joining us on Radio Rotary. And Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jonah.
And Happy New Year, Jonah.
And Happy New Year, Sarah. And tell us, Sarah.
We're going to start the new year.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Sarah, tell us who brought us Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary this week is brought to us by Rotary District 7210 and Rotary International and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For the entire Radio Rotary team, Sarah O'Connell, our producer Betty Renner, our engineer Jay Verzi, our station manager Don Verity, this is Jonah Treboisa wishing you and yours a very happy and healthy 2011, and be sure to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Join actor Kevin Bacon and his band, the Bacon Brothers, for a rockin' good time and lively benefit concert at the Bardavon Theater in Poughkeepsie on Sunday, January 30th, 2011, from 5 until 7 p.m. Proceeds support free surgery here and abroad for children with facial deformities. Sponsored by Healing the Children Northeast. For ticket information and the event, call the Bardavon or 860-355-1828. Call the Bardavon for this wonderful event, the Bacon Brothers, or 860-355-1828.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.